This is Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous, In Depth.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. We have another mini In Depth today, and man, are we excited to have the man of the hour, Matt James, joining us, and my husband Jared will be filling in for Ben.
Hey.
And
Ben couldn't be here. I'm honored to be Plan B behind Ben. I feel like I'm Plan F.
Jared, stop that. Well, Matt, Jared has been fanboying over you for the past 5 weeks now. So I thought that he'd be the perfect person to come because, like, he gets smiley watching. He's like, man, this guy's like got it.
Dude, you just got like great vibes about you. You know, like you're authentic. You're endearing. I think that's your best quality. You're so endearing. I love. Ashley and I were talking about before the season about how you weren't a part of the franchise beforehand, and I feel like I love that now because watching you go through this process for the first time along with the women, I feel like creates a bond between you and your girls that previous leads haven't had.
Yeah, I feel that. Thank you, Jared. There was times where I would tell the women, I'm like, listen, like, it might look like I don't know what I'm doing because I don't, like, I'm figuring this out like y'all are. And being able to bond on that was nice just because I felt like they didn't feel as much of outsiders as someone might have if someone had been in their shoes and been on the other side. And I was just dealing with everything that came up like any normal person would if they were thrown into the fray. So Ashley saw that during our love story reading that, you know, I don't think that's something that you can prepare for regardless of if you've been on the show or not. So it's been a lot of fun, Jared.
Were there any instances where you were like, oh man, it would have been very helpful to have had more experience?
I'll say that for the rose ceremony. Like the rose ceremony is the most daunting thing for me. Like I get short of breath because it's just like, I'm sending women home for the most part who are incredible women who I could see myself with, but there's only one ring at the end of it. It's like, how do I tell you that you're not my person without like crushing you? And there really isn't a way to do it. And that was tough. I don't think that there would have been a way to prepare for that.
We were talking about how endearing you are. I think one of the most endearing qualities is that like you have all the elements in which you could be like a total player, but you don't have a player bone in your body. And even the producers, when they were telling me about you beforehand, they're like, I think this guy is far more innocent in relationships and dating than we thought he'd be.
I think you need to be smooth to have that. And I don't have it. You know, it's like I just try to act as normal as possible. And it's hard when like things are happening that are not normal. But I think that I doubled down on just how I was raised and the conversations I had with Wells and Ben and Sean Lowe before the fact so that I would have some sort of idea of how they handled it. And the short answer is imperfect. It's an imperfect process for everybody. You know, you got to find how it works for you. There's no one right way to do it. Everyone has their own way of figuring it out.
What was the best piece of advice one of those guys gave you?
I think the best advice I got was just, it's so basic. Tyler is just like, know where your feet are. And that's just like basically saying, be yourself. And there would be conversations that I'd be in where someone would pose a question and I'm just thinking in my head, like, okay, how could I give the most articulate, like poetic, thoughtful answer? But like, I don't have that, you know, I'm like, all I have is like my lived experiences and like who I am as a person. So my answers were just candid. And it's like, it might not have been what they were looking for, but it was what they needed to hear.
Through Tyler, you struck up a relationship, a friendship with Hannah Brown. Did you ask her for advice? And what's the status of your friendship now?
Hannah is my girl. I talk to Hannah on a regular basis. I actually met her her new boyfriend, who's incredible. And
thanks for spilling the tea. Thanks for giving some confirmation there.
Jackpot.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. And she's happy, and she deserves to be happy. And the questions that I was asking her were just like, what to expect? How did you know when you were feeling something? And she was just a sounding board. And it meant so much to have someone like that who's, again, been through it, gone through the highest highs and the lowest lows of what can come with putting yourself out there. And it made me more equipped for what I was bound to handle.
Did she at all suggest that Heather Morris come on the show? Wait, is her last name Morris?
I don't know.
No, wait, we're not going to. I think I'm talking about the girl from Glee.
Heather Martin.
Heather Martin. See? Okay. All right. So, yeah, did she have influence? Because Heather and her are so close.
It wasn't something that I was aware of. You know, I was just as shocked when she pulled up as everyone else was. And I think that it makes for a very interesting conversation next week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it makes for great TV. How did you and Tyler become friends? I don't even know.
Wake Forest football.
So I was a year older than Tyler, but Tyler graduated high school a semester early. He gray-shirted. So instead of going into his spring semester as a senior in high school, he graduated in the fall. And he came to Wake as a freshman.
Because he's so smart?
Or is he so good at football? Yeah. What?
No. Tyler is actually very smart. People don't give him enough credit. He was the ACC debate team champion.
Holy crap.
Wow, good for Tyler.
Yeah.
He has the hardware to prove it. He got his master's from the FAU. He's sharp. But I was walking it to his dorm. And I saw him walking in with all his stuff. I introduced myself. I'm like, yo, you must be the new QB because he's huge. He's like 6'5", like 230. I'm like, listen, we're going on a trip to South Carolina. I was with like a few of the other guys on the team. Never met him in my entire life. I'm like, would you want to join us? He's like, yeah, let me just put my stuff down. Puts his stuff down. We could have been like anybody. Gets in the car with us, rides 6 hours with us down to USC. And we had one of the best weekends of our life. And that's where our friendship started.
So Tyler's extremely good looking, 6'4", quarterback, graduated high school early because he's so intelligent, head of the debate team. Yo, screw this guy. He's like too perfect.
He's got a resume. Yeah, he doesn't give himself enough credit. He's actually really smart.
Dude, that's awesome.
Speaking of Tyler, did you have any issue with him selling shirts with your naked body on it?
That was so funny. That picture, I had no problem with it because – that picture brings back so many fond memories of just spending a very tough time in not only our country's history, but in Tyler's life together. That was like a month or so after his mom had passed. And we were just trying to find any way to entertain ourselves. And we freaking got a tarp from his shed. We put Dawn dish soap all over. We had the hoses running. We had the neighborhood's biggest slip and slide. It was a blast. Like, we were just trying to find ways to entertain ourselves. So.
Tyler's mom was actually the one who nominated you to be on The Bachelorette, Claire's season. And then you spent, I'm assuming, like just months in that quarantine crew, kind of just being there for him. What was it like in that house? Because on Instagram and on TikTok, we see it was just like, looks like fun and games, but I'm sure there was a lot of heavy moments as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone on the show if it hadn't been for Tyler's mom. She was so adamant about me being part of this experience because she saw what it did for Tyler and the man that he has continued to become into as he dealt with everything that he did with his relationship with Hannah and going out there and putting himself out in the open and airing out a lot of the things that he's probably never spoken about. And I felt like I owed it to her after everything that happened to see it through for her. And who would have thought that I would end up in this position as The Bachelor? But, you know, I was out there for Claire's season in a hotel, quarantining, ready to go to the mansion. And that week, everything hit the fan in the country. The NCAA tournament ended. Mm-hmm. They canceled Premier League soccer. Like, when I saw these things happen, I'm like, how are we going to film a show with all this other stuff? And then they sent us home. And that time in the house, to answer your question, Ashley, was big because Tyler would never say it, but I think he enjoyed having us around. And I think his brothers enjoyed having us around because, you know, when you go through something like that, how do you cope? Like, how do you move past that? And you got to surround yourself with people who love you and care about you. And that's what he did. And ultimately, you know, we drove each other crazy and we had blow ups, but the culmination of that was just like strengthening of our friendship and just building a bond that is can't be broken.
Maybe it was kind of like his mom's the angel just kind of blessed you with that lead role after all of it.
She had to have something to do with it. Knowing Miss Cameron, if she had anything to do with what's taking place that those past 6 months after coming back from California, it had to have had her touch on it, because the way that things fell into place, it just couldn't have been anything else but a miracle, to be honest with you.
That's amazing. I want to know when you got the phone call about being the bachelor, because I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I'm going to toot my own horn. I called it. I told her a week before you were announced, because we were talking about we were like, who's the next bachelor? And I was like, I think they're just going to pull Matt off Claire season and make him the bachelor. And so I was right. But so was it a buildup? Did you start getting phone calls from producers saying like, hey, we don't really know what's going to happen, but would you at all be interested? Or was it just one day they called and were like, hey, do you want to be the bachelor?
Yeah, basically it was the latter. Like because I hadn't heard from anybody in a while. And I'm just like, dang, I guess like I'm not going to be going on the Bachelorette. Like I'm going to be headed back to New York, getting back to work with commercial real estate. And I got a call from a number that I didn't have in my phone, hadn't spoke to this person ever. And they're like, hey, I'm so-and-so from whatever. You have a second, talk to me. How would you feel about being the bachelor? And I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm not supposed to be on the Bachelorette. Like, what are you talking about? And they're just like, no, like, how would you feel? And I thought it was a joke. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, thank you. And I'm just like, that was a weird call. And then the next day I get a call back. It's like, hey, like we talked yesterday, like just wanted to make sure that this isn't something that you're actually interested in. And I'm like, wait, are y'all serious? And they're like, yeah. Cause it was such like a random, like, I feel like that process is like you write an essay, you have like your freaking middle school teacher write you a letter of recommendation. Like, I don't know what the process was to applying or being that person. So when I was going through it for myself, it just seemed like too surreal for it to be that much of a easy flowing thing. But I guess they had done their homework for me being on the Bachelorette, and it worked out. So.
Your season more than ever, we have gotten asked, do the producers make you keep certain girls around for a while? Because there's no way he wanted to keep Victoria. So I'm not going to ask you that question directly. That would be inappropriate.
Right.
However, right. How relieved were you when she left?
You know, to be honest with you, Ashley, I was reacting to information in real time. Like, and when everyone's finding this information out, I'm finding it out. And you just hope that when you're going through something like this, everyone's respectful of one another, because when it starts to bleed, when your actions start to affect other people and their mood and their tone and their willingness to be open, and that's when I've got to say something and hop in. And it was made aware to me that that was going on, then it makes my job easier, because it's something you've got to act on, and it's just a telltale that they can't be part of that journey for you anymore. So it's unfortunate that that's how people had to leave. You know, I don't think Anna's a bad person. It was a lapse in judgment, it seems. And I'm hoping that she could learn from it. And going forward, it's not something that she ever has to deal with again.
Yeah. Because Anna, as he notes, is definitely not a bad person. We need to give our other co-host, who is not here currently because he's doing a big book tour for his book. But he has recorded a couple questions for you. So they're going to play that audio.
Let's do it.
Well, my first question for you, Matt, is, you know, we talked way before the season started about how you can control your reaction. And you can kind of explain that to Ashley, what we kind of talked about there. But obviously, you know, a headline came out this last week that said, you know, Ben Higgins says Matt James has no clue what's going on. And we talked about that. You know what I meant is that, hey, when you're as the lead in the house, you don't know all the things happening with the contestants. You don't see it. You don't hear it. You don't experience it. And so until it's brought to your attention, you have no clue what's going on in the house. That's fair. That's just what happens. So my question for you is this. When did you finally find out that there was a toxic environment going on in the house? And then as you walk through the next steps to take, like, how did you process through that? What was the right thing to do? How are you going to confront it? Were you overwhelmed in that moment? Did that feel heavy to you? Was it confusing to you? Or did you have a pretty clear idea of what you wanted to do?
That's a great question. Thank you, Ben.
Speechless. Ben, you stumped Matt.
I'll say this, that the first thing Ben said, I mean, he's spot on. Whenever that's par for the course in the world that we're in now is people are going to take your words and they're going to spin them into things that aren't the context that they were meant. And me and Ben talk on a regular basis, and we had a conversation about that, and there was no offense taken to that article because what he was saying was right. Like, I didn't have an idea what was going on in the house, you know? And when I did have an idea is when I acted on it. And that was that following day at the rose ceremony. And to his question about what steps did you take in terms of knowing the proper course of action? The biggest thing I wanted to do was I didn't want Anna and Victoria to feel like horrible people. You know, I didn't want to alienate them. I wanted to make sure that you went about this in the right way so that it's a teaching moment and it's not this attack on them, because I don't think that's the proper way to go about anything. Just in my life, whenever someone's taught me a lesson or whenever someone's brought something to my attention, I've been the most receptive when it's in love. And, you know, that's how I tried to approach those conversations, just like making them aware of how they made people feel, and that, you know, going forward, that probably isn't the best way to navigate a relationship. And unfortunately, we don't have that luxury of time to, you know, have that second chance, because there's a bunch of deserving women who have done everything the right way who deserve that time. And it honestly wasn't that difficult of a decision, knowing that I have these incredible women who are waiting to get to know me.
Well, I'm going to wrap this up by doing something that my mom used to do with us when we were having crushes on people. She said that you can't say the person that you love's name without smiling. So I'm going to run off some of the girls' names that I feel like are going to make your top five-ish. And I want to see how straight of a face you can keep. All right, ready?
Hold on.
Yeah, let me take a deep breath. Let me just say, with Ben's voice coming through, did anybody else think that was like the voice of God for a second?
Dude, I wasn't more like, Garrett, I'm just like,
yeah, I was like, oh, this is the moment right here. God has spoken to me.
All right, you got your smiles out?
I'm ready.
Okay. Piper. Say her name.
Piper.
Okay. Brie.
Ooh,
we got a smile. Abigail.
Oh, he's out.
Oh, you guys. Oh, he bumped his head.
Abigail.
Okay. A little smirk. Okay.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Oh, he really had to try.
Dead serious, but you know.
He had to try too hard there.
Yeah, he's trying. He's good.
Chelsea. Oh, wow. Smile there too.
Victoria.
The biggest smile of them all.
The biggest smile of them all. We got him. She comes back.
All right. Matt, you are a pleasure. You are a pleasure, and we just feel like you handle everything with such great grace and warmth, and we're so proud to call you the president of our franchise right now.
It's been an honor to be in this position, knowing that, you know, people like yourself and Jared and Ben and Sean have been in similar positions. And all I try to do every week is the best that I can do. And I fall short constantly, but it's been a learning experience, and I'm hoping that it paves the way for people who look like me to be in this position more often. So,
well, I think your best is good enough. Man, you're awesome.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Well, I guess it's only appropriate that I wrap this interview up because who the hell knows when I'm going to be on Almost Famous again. This is my last chance to plug Help I Suck at Dating, another iHeartRadio podcast with myself and Dean Unglert as the host. So if you're ever looking for just like a little casual dating talk, some laughs and living and loving, check out Help I Suck at Dating. You can find it wherever you listen to your podcast, which is right now.
I thought that you would wrap up with like talking about whether your fanboy dreams were achieved.
I know. I kind of did fanboy a little bit over Matt. Dude, he's just awesome. He's so endearing. And I forgot to ask him the most important question of all, which is I'm curious if he invested in GameStop this past week. But I'm glad that we were able to talk to him for a while. He's just an awesome, awesome guy. And I love him and Tyler's friendship. I remember first watching the Quarantine Crew and being almost like...
We thought they were fratty.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, what is this? What's going on? They're like always have their shirts off, but learning more and more... Not to say having your shirts off is terrible, but like as someone who doesn't have six pack, you know, as a guy...
Jared's a little jealous.
Yeah, it's like, I want to look like those dudes. Put a shirt on, you're embarrassing me. But learning more and more about their friendship, I just love it. I love Tyler and Matt's friendship and everything it represents, and it's cool. It's just really cool, and I love that Matt's the Bachelor. And I don't want to put down previous Bachelors, but it feels like it's been a little while since we've had someone like Matt as the lead, who's like not
you could say pure,
but like put together. You know what I mean? Like he's a man. You know, like Matt's a man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jared's smiling while saying this.
Yeah, I like, you know? I don't know how it's, because I don't want to put down other people, and that's not my intention. It shows how much I love Matt as the lead. Yeah. Like, that dude is he's a man.
Yes, he has women and men just kind of being like, that's what I'd want to be with, or that's what I'd want to be.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So we're just wishing him the best of luck. And it was really cool talking to him for a while.
All right. So you know how we sign off on this show?
I've been Jared.
Good job.
I don't know why I said it twice. Apparently I've been really Jared.
Say it three times.
I've been Jared. I've been Mr. Ashley I.
You guys, that's the actual name of his business. And I've been Ashley. Ike and Eddie Haben. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.